Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like, if you put your hand up, this motherfucker move and all this shit. It looked like it's going to never stop coming. Like,
you
that
put
shit.
Your hand out, they move.
Man. So it's like you in whatever you watching.
Bro, this
you
shit is amazing.
You in there.
If I would have had
how real the wolf
I'm going to tell
how
you.
How real the wolf
man, all this shit look real. Then I'm talking about like
PlayStation
this.
2?
No. Like, bro, what real.
Level? That, our real shit, hey, that matter. That matter, no, bro,
like,
real shit.
Like, real.
What level?
I was
PS3? PS,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What
like
we talking?
Graphic matter.
We talking. Probably seven.
Oh, that's okay. What inspired me. That's what,
that's,
nine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's got to be higher than some shit that we on.
Real life shit.
Okay.
You can literally sit there and look at the text messages, and that shit'll go straight to the text message, bro. Like, this shit adjust to your eyes, bro.
So the shit looking at you, looking at it while you looking.
So,
at
yes. So it don't feel like the Oculus. Have you ever used the Oculus?
Man, this before? Oculus is bullshit compared to this.
Compared to that,
you went home
light,
and broke your
light
Oculus.
Go for the face. Right, everybody going.
Man, you don't need no fucking controls or none of this shit, bro. This, you can look through your pictures, play music, watch movies, go on YouTube, all of this shit, and it's just controlled by your motherfucking hands and eyes. It's crazy. You can pick different backgrounds. Like, if you don't want to see this shit, you can put whatever the fuck you want to back there. And it's in 3D. Nigga, I was sitting on a mountain last night,
so, okay,
just
so,
sitting there.
So,
and I look up, nigga, it's a whole nother fucking mountain right there. Like, if you look over here, it ain't gonna be the same image, just like a mirrored image. It's a whole fucking 360 set okay, so, that you're sitting in.
So you go to the mountain shit,
this shit's
and
incredible.
You can't see out the shit, right?
But then you just hit a button, you can see out.
Yes. Sometimes. It's literally that easy. Now you can literally make the whole like national park shit just the background and still just play all the shit you want to play and just be chilling on the motherfucking moon. You look, you know you sitting on the couch, but if you put your hand down, nigga, you on the motherfucking moon.
Can you see your hand?
You can see your hand. And it looked like you really in this shit. Man, it's the
most. Man, we ain't talk real fingers.
All right, bro. Niggas not hearing me, bro. Yeah. This shit is the, however good you think it is, it's better than that.
Okay.
I'm sold.
Okay.
I will be down there tomorrow to get mine.
Because the thing I heard was it wasn't nothing to do. Like, once you get past that shit, they ain't got a lot of, like, shit. Ain't no, like, games or no goddamn, like, just
Amen.
Shit out there like that.
It's enough shit that'll make you buy that motherfucker, I tell you that.
I mean, you kind of selling it right now. How much they gave you one?
No, they didn't give me one. It's free promo.
Okay.
I might wait a few months when they can download the whole shit.
Tell them to send us one.
Y'all want
to
watch the porno and act like I'm standing in the living
room. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's too free. So you watch the porno on the moon. And somebody come in, but you can't see who come in, so you just out.
You can
tripping.
See. Now, if a motherfucker walk by, you'll know that they there.
Why are you on the moon?
Yeah, but it won't fuck the whole thing up, is what I'm saying. Like, you can see, like, a silhouette type shit.
Okay.
You can FaceTime motherfuckers on there, and they just got the shit look like you airbrushed. Like, they make a whole facial scan of you while you on the shit. And you can FaceTime motherfuckers from the headset.
I seen a couple people using that feature.
Yeah.
That shit look weird though.
Yeah, you gonna really look weird when you sitting there doing like this and you pinching air nipples.
That's
the only way you can make the shit go. You gotta click the shit.
See, I like being too present in life.
Amen.
Yeah, I feel you tuned out, and then to wear it in public, 4,000.
But think about it.
On your head? Yep.
As an adult, there ain't even many things that could possibly keep us entertained for that long. You get what I'm saying? So when you see this shit, it's really gonna fuck you up. Like, okay, I have severely underrated this product. Yeah. Shit was dope, though.
Yeah, it's gonna get smaller. Just like the phone. It'll
more convenient.
Yeah.
It should be some contacts soon.
Whatever it is.
I ain't putting that shit in my eye, man.
Come on, now.
Bitch throw a drink in your eye that electrocuted your eyeball. Now you got a patch on.
You know what? I feel like it depends on how the culture talk about it sometimes. They'll entice you.
This shit high. Everybody ain't gonna be able to fuck with this.
You know, a nigga gash you up by
something. Nigga, I was on the moon.
Yeah, you feel me? Like that. He swayed me for real. I'm like, damn, for real? Like.
Hey, man.
Like, that nigga saw me when he said he petted the wolf. When he said he pet the wolf.
No, you don't pet the wolf.
Okay.
I was talking about this shit they got with dinosaurs come out, right? It's some evolution shit.
Definitely.
So you sitting on like a mountain, right? Then it's a little butterfly that fly out. This shit look like it's right there, like. And that shit like will come to you, real motherfucking butterfly. Then a little baby dinosaur come up out the crack. But that motherfucker literally right there, it looked real as fuck. Like you can see it, cause you there. You're literally just sitting there and a fucking baby dinosaur come up out the fucking ground. And you like, what the fuck? Then you start hearing like a big ass dinosaur. Like this, what the fuck is this? So this bitch come around the corner, right? He just like doing dinosaur shit. Then the motherfucker like smell you. Turn around, right? And do the dinosaur shit like on some real live Jurassic Park shit. This shit so close, you feel like you need to move back.
That's good.
But if you try to pet the motherfucker, he like move out the way from, man, this shit is the craziest
you
shit.
You better move out of swung on this big ass.
Hey, man.
Niggas swear swing. Anything, boy. Hey.
Swinging.
I'll swing on that dinosaur. That shit crazy.
Man, if it wasn't so late, I'd send somebody up there to get one of them bitches right now.
Go get one.
I have one next time you see me.
Okay.
I might not even be talking to motherfuckers no more after this. I found out how to download some digital friends. This is fucking rap.
Buddy got arrested for driving with it. But they said you're supposed to be able to drive with it because you can see through it.
Nah. They going too far.
See?
They going too far.
Because somebody can have that shit tuned in. You driving on the moon.
But that's the thing. No. You can have the shit where you can still see out of it and still use it, though.
All your phone should be up there.
Yeah.
AR, augmented reality.
See, you be knowing a bunch of shit you don't tell nobody about.
No, I tried to tell y'all.
Hey, man.
A few years ago, niggas, they want to live.
Try to get a nigga the game, man. And nigga want to kind of
bruh, the game, bro. I'm fucking with it. I'm letting y'all know to get this shit.
Yeah.
The hood is sold.
The hood? The whole hood?
The whole, like my section of it.
That's what they doing?
Everybody who stay in my building, they fucking with it.
Because
they got to see mine. It's, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the motherfucker who figure out how to make some money off that bitch now, that's the real genius.
The motherfuckers that made it, they ain't made it.
I'm saying the nigga who turned that shit into some millions, that's going to be a cold motherfucker.
What, nigga gonna take you on a tour and not go nowhere?
I don't know. The nigga who started selling them backgrounds or some shit. Whoever got the best shit that they could 3D scan and put in there.
I feel like that's low-key happening, though.
Somebody got it.
Motherfucker, like, selling digital property and shit like that. Digital world and shit like that.
That's that NFT shit, eh?
That's that, yeah.
You gonna start seeing that shit. When you go to concerts and shit, they gonna have that little shit set up where motherfucker can be like, now you really on stage with these motherfuckers. As it's live going on, watch. They're gonna be able to watch live shit right there like you live.
Like they in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different. I see where you're going.
You might have a whole sold out show and won't nobody be in that bitch. But everybody in that bitch.
I don't wanna see that. They gonna make a fake. Hey, man. You gotta go to live shit. Yeah. You just, I don't know.
I gotta get used to just seeing a nigga with goggles and a microphone, like, or whatever. Like, would it be you performing this shit? Like,
the motherfucker who performing probably gonna have one on tune in. So they'll be
that's
there,
saying, like,
but they'll
saying.
Be in a whole nother reality.
Yeah. And you performing well, for people that can only see you through
it, right? And they had the artist.
Bro, you not hearing me? This is some real live shit, not the game, bro. And like. Next level type shit. Think about like the game, but you actually in the motherfucking
game. That's all niggas want to do, man. If I can get in 2K,
niggas been trying to figure this shit out.
I cross over and it's nasty in life, but it ain't right on the game.
But see, it ain't one of them things where you got to be wandering around and walking around like you in the shit or no, nothing crazy where you might fucking hurt yourself.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Roll up, man. We got special guests in here with us today.
Come on, man.
J-O-N, what you playing right now?
This body.
Come on,
turn it up. Turn this up, man.
It's money.
Ace Hood in the building.
You feel me? Glad I'm kicking with y'all boys, man. See what y'all built and shit, bro. Like, it's a big deal, bro. I pulled up to the building, seeing the all black and shit like that. I'm like, damn.
Blacked out.
Like, yeah.
Black on.
But this is what I mean, though, what I mean about living out here and just like the whole vibe, because this is what I love to see.
Absolutely.
And black, you know, individuals being able to provide for the people around them, for themselves and for their family. So
that's it.
It's really a beautiful thing walking in here, seeing all the activation, seeing just like, I feel like your mind is in here. You know what
exactly.
I mean? And just like all the parts of y'all are in this shit. So I just think like it just shows.
We working over here, man. We came a long way. And this is just, it's that final level up, man, where you could really just turn ideas into, you know, tangible reality.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna have to figure out some virtual shit, cause.
Cause you gonna be in the VR.
Definitely.
You gonna have a headset on all
of it. Well, I'm gonna be able to do, I'm gonna at least be teaching some courses or something on that motherfucker.
Yeah,
man. The game is changing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be niggas ain't even gonna have to record shit. They just gonna be able to think of it. Then it's done.
Come on.
Man. You imagine you just plug in and just think of the shit in your mind and there it go right there. You think it ain't some rappers out here making whole raps off ChatGPT?
They let the
don't start that
AI rap, right?
Man, you know that.
Somebody doing it, ain't it?
They doing it with the voice and everything. They doing the ChatGPT for the verse, then they got another one that do the voice and will say what you want it to say the way you want them to say it. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yes, they doing famous artists, everything. Motherfuckers is making Biggie songs.
Yeah.
Pop.
You ain't been on that?
Man,
you ain't smart at AI shit.
Yeah.
Like the shit that, okay, yeah, I've been
AI
hearing that.
Shit. Going crazy with that shit. That shit finna
I've been seeing that shit.
That shit finna get in the video shit. It's already somewhat in the video shit, but it ain't where. Man, and that shit is going up through the roof every few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit getting better. It's scarier. Because you ain't gonna know what's real.
I'm gonna ask you, what should Ace Hood name the new album?
What should I name that?
We about to see.
That's crazy if you give a real suggestion.
Watch this.
It's gonna give you a suggestion based off your history already. It's gonna
be- Ace Hood could name his new album. You ready for this? Unstoppable Evolution. To convey growth, resilience, and progress in his music career. You think I'm bullshit?
ChatGPT. Yeah.
Nah, see, this is why I don't rock with it. I'm telling you.
That ain't that. Like, or is that the name of your album? See, don't tell us it's the name of your album. Because if you already named your album.
Nah, it ain't the name of my album, but it's what I've been on. The evolution, the unstoppable evolution is what I've been on. You understand me? Like, ain't gonna lie.
That shit work.
That's what I've been on. Yeah. The fact that the shit that like it know me is weak.
Yeah. It do know you.
Yeah. But you might have said some shit on the interview, so I don't know where it's pulling shit from.
And
it's pulling from everything on the
internet. It made me a little proud, too, because it got the...
Even the computers
it got
know.
Even the computers know what I'm on. Right. You feel me? Like, right. Which means right. that I... Yeah.
Right. You done put it out there some type of way. Digitally.
Yeah.
It's in the imprint. Yeah. Folks talk about your footprint. Yeah, it's what you leave in the stamp in the real world, but... That's not a bad digital one to have.
That's not a bad
digital one to have, yeah. Bro. Yeah, that's real.
Let me know what they think, man. What y'all think? Unstoppable Evolution, man. That's kind of wild.
It sound right.
That's crazy.
If it would have just said something,
I asked him, what should you name your comedy special? It said Laugh Chronicles, From the South to the Stage, to highlight his Southern roots and comedic journey.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
That's him telling you.
Hey, man, hey. That motherfucker nothing else.
Nothing else, bro.
You don't have this shit. Yeah, I got it. I told you about it. That shit scared me. I turned it off. Because I was trying to break it.
Yeah.
I was trying to ask it shit. I knew it couldn't answer.
Instead, I should name my comedy special Unfiltered Laughter, The Carlos Chronicles. Unrestrained comedic style to showcase his unique storytelling ability.
Why are you trying to chronicle us, though?
They chronicle
us. This shit felt hard. Our shit felt generic. Like, anytime you put comedian in there, chronicle. They gonna hit you. Yeah.
Use of chronic.
Yeah. That's funny.
That's crazy.
That shit hard.
Well, Jay, we didn't think it's time for us to...
we ain't even cranked up yet.
We ain't even cranked up yet, man. I was trying to give you some time to put together some vegetation.
I'm slow, especially if we in here talking. And we talking all type of shit that's, you know what I'm saying? This shit a high level. I just had one.
Hey, man. This chat, you'd be addicted to asking this motherfucker question.
It learned from me, though. I corrected it before. It said some shit wrong about me, and that's it. You're right. I apologize. I don't know everything. And then it just started explaining. I only know stuff up to 2021.
What?
Yeah. Okay. They only know shit up to, like, 2021. They ain't, like, rebooted that bitch.
Yeah.
They might not need to. You know what I'm saying?
They gotta update you.
Don't need to be smarter than us.
Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 Celsius.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but it's time that you get to know. This was voted the number one show amongst black people who have owned or ridden in a Cadillac. This is the number one show amongst black people. That was blacker. When they were younger. Only real black people even know what that means. J-O-N, yes, you been in your bag. And I've been telling y'all, we got all kind of guests that's just gonna stop through the trap this year. You don't never know who gonna pull up. Sometimes, we just go outside and be like, who out there? But other times I'd be having to call somebody that knows somebody. They went to school with somebody. They owe somebody a couple dollars. They don't talk, but they'll give me the number to go around and all that. Send the email, then get a text, then call them on WhatsApp just to get their Facebook page so they can tell me to follow them on Instagram, send them tweets, then leave a voicemail, then get a call from an unknown number, call them back blocked, they don't answer the phone. Let somebody send a text, they say, who is this? Text back, you text me first. That's how hard I go for this show. I'd go through extreme means just to go get some of the coders.
Hey, Zay, what you do all that?
Some of the brightest. Some of the artists. Some of the most world-renowned.
Come on.
Nigga. Ghetto legends.
Ghetto legend.
Now, when you become a ghetto legend, that's better than just being a regular legend. That means you did something in the ghetto that you gonna forever be remembered for. I'm talking about this nigga that sold millions of records.
Come on.
I mean a whole bunch of millions.
Come on.
Platinum plaques.
Yeah.
One of the only rappers in the game. Ain't nobody had shit crazy to say about. Ain't nobody took nothing from.
Ain't play nothing.
Come on, man. Thorough. All the way up and through there. Been on a journey of evolution.
Unstoppable.
Quit eating chicken. Now you just eat fruits and vegetables and smoothies. Soft fruits with no seeds in them. But he wants the seeds in them so they can be organic. Spring water. Alkaline.
Alkaline.
Sour sauce.
Alkalinic.
Nah, man, my dog. Ace Hood.
Yeah.
Man.
Eat soft fruits. Nothing but string beans.
Nah, that shit crazy. Welcome to the trap, G.
Yes,
how you
sir,
been?
Bro.
How you been?
I've
catch
been
us
good,
up.
Baby, I've been good, man.
Where do we even start?
That's what I'm saying, honestly, bro. It's been a journey, dog. I don't even know where to start. It's like, we can start anywhere. We can start with the light. We can start independent. We can start, you know what I'm saying? We can go kids, life, man. We can go travel. We can go business. We can go. There's so many pillars and you know, places we can touch on.
Oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and say it then, bro. Everybody been seeing you on the gram.
Yeah.
In love.
For sure.
Wiped her off.
Yeah.
Every time you got all women all across the country. You see what Ace Hood do?
Yes.
Now you a lightweight bodybuilder now. You picking her up and all this.
Yeah.
Putting pressure on the streets.
Yeah.
You found that one.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
yeah.
My boy. How it feel?
It feel beautiful. It feel beautiful, dog. Honestly, bro. You know what I'm saying? To have a partner, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody who's really a partner for you in with you, dog. Allow you to be vulnerable. Respect how you feel emotionally. You know what I'm saying? Respect my struggles and the things that I went through.
Right.
And yeah, man, allow me to just be, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's important for men to just have safe spaces, you know what I'm saying, with their partner where they can just be, they feel safe. You know, you can be open and honest and shit. And I ain't never had that. I ain't come from that.
See?
Yeah. Where you find her at?
She ain't got no sisters.
Everybody be asking me, man.
How you detoxing? She rolled in on a meteorite.
She had no toxicity.
Oh, yeah. Nah, we ain't say, nah, toxicity, oh, okay. It lives okay. In all of us. Nah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
My girl, sometimes I was like, hey, now you in the oil spill.
Right?
Yeah. Bro, that shit, you got this shit on me.
Yeah.
I ain't had this much toxicity on me, but you.
Yeah. Right.
But nah, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah,
it's work. It's real work.
Yeah, it's real work type shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that shit can get toxic for sure in the beginning portion. But I think we were super intentional about our marriage and even getting together. You know what I'm saying? So for us, you know, even on our journey to heal and all that shit, we decided to do that together.
That's what's up.
For the most part.
Nah, that's dope. Find somebody to do that with, man.
How you know she was the one?
Somebody
that was the. As soon as I told the lady you was coming on the show, that was the number one question that I got. How you knew?
For me, it was a response. Like, you know, some shit had got out early on in our relationship about, I don't know whether the time, I think me and my being was at odds or something like that, or just some propaganda got out into the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, I think it was about, it might have been about my being with or somebody else. And as opposed to going off on me about the shit, like she understood. So to me, that was a real moment for me. Because naturally, like, you don't meet a woman, like, she may jump to conclusions, you know, being that she don't understand your situation.
Right.
So being that she didn't jump to conclusions, and she was like, she came from a place of understanding, a place of, you know, being compassionate and all of that, I was like,
you know, this is something to build on. And I feel like I've never gotten this response in terms of like, you know what, I understand.
Right.
Tell me what happened. And to me, that was major. So that was one of the inclinations that I recognized, like, oh, yeah. Like, she's right. For sure. Like,
because you were probably preparing for the bullshit.
Yeah, because we hadn't like, talked around that time either. I'm like, I ghosted motherfucker quick. You know, I'm Thomas, bro. I ghosted and get gone and forget it ever happened. So, you know, some time went by, and then, you know, by the time we did have a conversation about it, I liked the way we went about that conversation, and that conversation unlocked some other things, some other truths and shit like that. So it made that moment real special. You know, when you had that bonding moment between like, your person where it's like, my nigga, man, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Like,
you get it. You got me.
Type shit. Like, you got me. Type shit. So that's really was. And not only that, bro, you know, as long as I can still be me and be married, that's what matters.
That, yeah, you gotta be yourself.
Yeah. I can't be nobody else, dog. I'm sorry. This the shit. This, I know. It ain't easy. I let them know.
Man, you find somebody to let you be yourself, that's worth fucking with anyway.
Yeah.
Especially with these horror stories you hearing on the internet now.
Yeah. A few of my homies going through that.
Yeah. A few of mine too.
I'm like, boy, the dating world just sound like, it just sounds something that's almost ancient now, like the way they talking about it.
Yeah, this shit sound like a
trap. Bro, it's crazy.
I took a bitch out, she ate 47 oysters.
In real life.
The bill was 2,000, bro, crazy.
The bitch did eat 47 oysters and then act like ordered an entree, ordered a side, ordered drinks, and buddy left and went to the bathroom. She recorded this shit and she like, he could have said something for her. No.
You yeah, can't. I'll be concerned.
You're a mammal. You're a seal.
Right.
I can't fuck with no woman that ain't eating no fucking food.
That's how I feel, bro. I'm like, yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck if it was chicken nuggets.
You ate
47 anything.
Right. I don't want a woman to eat 47 nothing. Not even 47 M&M.
Bitch, you ate 47 pigs in a blanket?
Nothing.
You say 47. Not even 47 M&M.
Nothing.
47 M&M's is a lot. How many in a pack? Like 22? It's two packs of M&M's at once, like in one sitting.
Yeah,
that's very concerning, though. Like, I appreciate a woman who not afraid to eat all her food on a date, but
not
I
def- all the
not
food.
Like all the food.
Yeah. You ain't got to eat the whole menu. That's
the shit you save to like later on when y'all trying to take already a lot locked
home.
In.
They try to take a lot home. Like they try to take a whole separate order home.
Right.
And that's something you should tell somebody if they paying. Yeah. Like, you know, I can eat these motherfuckers all night. No, for real.
After
like 15, then you need to be like, I pay for the rest of these.
Okay. Right. Okay, I know. You thinking I can't possibly want no more, but you ain't got to pay for these. I got these.
Yeah, right. Right around.
The next 15 on me.
That's crazy.
Now, I wouldn't fuck with her, bro. Yeah. You can't ask for no pussy after she done ate 47 or
she's right, gonna shit. Over with. What is wrong with your stomach, man? You need to go to the ER. We need to go to the hospital. That's the next step.
Yeah.
But you finna make a pearl inside. You're an oyster.
You spend the night.
You're an oyster. You're gonna shit out a pearl.
You spend the night with her and she on boo boo the whole time. Like, what the fuck is
that? That morning fart gonna be the stankest shit in the motherfucking world. You gonna think a dead aquarium done busted open.
Right.
I never wanna see you again if you eat 47 oysters.
I don't wanna see you at 42. I hope I'm out that bitch at 35.
Take a woman out to eat and when she finished, they be like, ma'am, can we get a picture? For what? We're going to put you on the Wall of Fame. We're going to put your picture right next to Big Joseph. He ate 42 oysters.
We're going to put you on our wall, our captain's favorite.
That's crazy.
Hell no. Man, it's over with out here for the dating world.
Yeah, that's dead, man.
You said your homies got stories. What they going through out here, man? And how you gonna get them out of it? What you be trying to tell them to get?
You know they be calling, want some advice, bro.
They be wanting advice, but you know, not they don't always take the advice, bro. You feel me? So
they
like,
do the opposite. They call you and be like, that's what I should do.
That's what I should, you feel me?
But fuck that.
Yeah. That's exactly how he respond too. I started to have my dog here today too. I'm telling you, the same way, man. He say, no, but fuck that Ace, man. I'm out here, bro. Gotta be out here going for the streets, bro.
Like, nigga gonna ask and not do it.
Yeah.
Every time. Then when they fuck up, man,
it's mainly the
I should listen to you,
man. Yeah, it's the responsibility. Women want this, they want that, but she was looking to get this out of me and this, you know what I'm saying? So it's always the expectation.
What happened?
Mike. Oh, man.
Y'all in these mics. Right.
Which one you need?
I just need that pack from it. Coming up after these messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
If your girl leave you, do you even want her back? If your girl leave, would you try to get her back?
It depends on the circumstance.
Nah, ain't no circumstance. Shit going good as this going right now, and she just leave.
That's different. Bitch, you left when everything was all right? You crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker, you gotta stop waiting for shit fucked up to leave. You gotta leave.
I'm out.
What?
We was doing good. We was doing good.
What is this? Yeah, I just didn't want to wait for shit to get bad. Is this it? This is as good as this gonna be?
Right.
I'm leaving.
Right.
Nah, I feel like this is the best
that's
we gonna do.
That's leaving. Like,
she just leave.
You know, sometimes you can run off.
Yeah, you can definitely run a woman off, but.
Get from around.
How we sound?
One of them shit suits.
All right, welcome back to the 85 South Show. I don't normally be eating and drinking on this show, but this lemonade is too goddamn good not to.
This motherfucker thought you one lemonade in a Ziploc bag.
This shit good.
I might have heard y'all boy talking about that.
I was talking shit. I am so sorry, man.
You ain't been to JJ?
I ain't been to JJ's, bro. I've been out here, bro. I got to get right.
You haven't had it?
I need a hood tours or something like
what
that, bro, to get me through.
What you eating these days?
Take me all through the little hot spot.
They never going to... Let you down.
It's fried food, though.
It's gonna be fast, yeah.
No, they got some other shit.
They got some grill shit.
No, they don't. They fry everything.
Everything fried?
Nigga, they fry the receipt. They fry everything.
They got no grill, nothing.
Shit, right.
No.
Grill nugget, little snap.
They got one.
They fried that lemonade.
Lemonade deep fried. Hard.
That's why that bitch so good.
And then you can get a flavor with the, what you call it? You can be real childish.
Again. Now, we're going to put you up on the spots, man, to let you know where to get some good shit. Mm-hmm. 2 Chainz got a spot out this way.
Escobar.
Escobar, I heard about that.
Yeah, Escobar South. That ain't too... Hey, man, let me shut the fuck up for
that. We're ATL yeah. Food Tour.
Where the hell we at?
You ain't say it out here. That's the whole city. Out here is everywhere.
Out here. Yeah, out this way.
We in here, but we out there.
I ain't trying to be out there. Too much shit out there.
You can be out there, man. Mm-hmm. This is how we get out there, through the camera.
Hey, man.
Real shit.
You cold as hell with that rapping, man.
Shit, man. Thank you, bro.
Man, you be rapping fast and all that shit.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, bro.
Who did you perfect your rap skills with? Like, how did you get that shit so dialed in?
Honestly, dog, as being a down south guy,
yeah,
I always listen to a lot of up north. You know what I'm saying?
Like who you fucking with?
I listen
from
to
the
Big L up north. I listen
okay,
to
play.
Oh man, what's my guy name? But it's a guy from the past too. Not Twisted.
They got
but,
MC. AZ.
It's another guy, man. He will rap fast too. From up north. Oh my God, I can't forget.
They had a few.
Yeah, yeah, but this was one of the guys. Had to come to me.
Oh, okay. I just left New York.
Fuck, what's her name?
The Mecca. She going crazy up there, man. Rats everywhere. Migrants. They having a migrant crisis up there now.
Yeah, I forget bro's name, though, but...
They trying to give them bread, too.
Yeah.
They been putting them up in hotels and stuff. And they said, dude, some crazy shit I read. They said, they got them giving them meals, but they're not eating the meals because they don't want the shit or whatever. So they wasting the food. So instead, they gonna give them a debit card with like $12,000 on it and be like,
what? I'm finna get me one now.
That's what the fuck I'm saying. That's that
crazy. Wait, what you talking about?
This is up in New York with the migrants and shit. The mayor trying to make some shit up there for it, where they just give them this money. Because they got the money from the immigration and border shit. But folks be like, y'all don't do the shit for the people. That's, you know what I'm saying? You got homeless people here that you won't do shit for.
Damn.
And that money comes from somewhere else. And that's how they always separate all that shit and try to make the shit seem like, well, it's nothing we can do, but we can't. It don't work like that. Yeah, because you don't want it to work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn. We was talking about music and got all political and shit. Yeah.
I wish I could remember Dawg's name, but he was one of the ones. Dawg used to, because he's not like the common rappers. I just can't think of his name right now. But he's from the old school, Dawg. But he used to, you know, spit that fast flow. And because, you know, I came up in the era where it's like niggas used to always say niggas from down south couldn't rap. So that whole energy was going on. You feel me?
Rappers from the south kind of had to carry that shit.
Right, so, right.
You had to prove yourself.
You had to.
Extra.
There you go.
But my thing was, they were saying motherfuckers couldn't rap, and I was like, y'all not even listening to what they were saying. Like, some of the shit they was, like, referring to rappers, like, oh, they sound country and shit. I'm like, did you not just hear this nigga say this big-ass word just because the nigga got a motherfucking accent? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that shit crazy.
Yeah.
They just didn't fuck with the Southern lifestyle, though.
What, having a car?
No, I'm just saying, the whole lifestyle, the Southern culture that we got, bro. They don't, we got music.
Fuck that shit, B. This nigga's riding
shit
around.
That we actually doing now.
Just drive itself everywhere. That's crazy, son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all drive on the street, we ride under the street.
Right. They ain't got asses like that in New York.
Hmm? No, ass, it's too, it's not enough room.
Hey, they ain't got asses like
you gotta go.
Why we need certain shit. Some shit, we have music that fit exactly where we going, nigga.
Booty shake mm-hmm. music.
Exactly. It's strip booties. Club type shit.
Booties.
Some shit to sit in the yard and smoke a good blunt to. Some shit to ride to court to. These niggas ain't living like we live.
What they make of the titty music? Yeah, any up.
Some shit Timbaland that's gonna music. Piss somebody off too early in the day. Now, I got to go to work.
Yeah.
Some shit to make the titties bounce.
Yeah.
But Hood, you done had some of the biggest songs of the, like anthems, my nigga.
Yeah.
When you know that shit go crazy and when everybody know it, though, it's like everywhere you turn, every video, every fucking radio, streaming, all that shit, man. You had some, like, tell me some of the moments of you that still, like, really stand out, keep you going in the game.
Oh, man. It's a lot of moments, dog. You know, I think, you know, jumping out with the record that I did, the Cash Flow record was huge. You know what I'm saying? With T-Pain and Ross on it. That was a big way to introduce myself at that time. I'm 18 years old.
Yeah.
I was a young nigga. I'm still a young nigga. So, it's so funny because some people will see me and be like, they think I'm older than I am. I'm like, yeah, bro, I was like 7 when you was like, I know you weren't, nigga.
Right.
Nigga, I, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga, you mad.
Yeah, right. I'm 3'5", so like, you know. Yeah. So, but yeah, bro, Cash Flow was one of the ones to introduce. But like, you know, after, you know, dropping them two projects and then, with that two projects and then, you know, getting into like the self-proclaimed record, which was Hustle Hard. Yeah. To me, that was like a self-identity record of like, I arrived because of what all led up until that point of me just generating that record, dog, was like.
You gotta, you know, hustle hard, nigga.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? So shit like that was huge.
It was one of them amps.
All that shit.
When, you know, that shit was coming out, you finna hit back-to-back banger.
Yeah.
From, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I remember hearing shit like that, like, first time going down to, like, not the first time, but first time going down to Florida for comedy.
Yeah.
To do comedy down there. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, we had City sewn up, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like the youngest part of like that movement. So I was like the baby of that. Right. You see what I'm saying? When it was Ross, Flo, Khaled.
I was on the road.
Lies, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Man, like,
but y'all ain't let up. The South period, everything has been running, but it was certain areas. It's like, oh, okay. Now you see, they got it right now.
The crib, nigga.
Yeah, but like you said, that was a hell of a way to introduce yourself, man.
Yeah, bro. Jumped in that way, introduced. So to me, that record was big, dog, for the simple fact of like where I was, because it was like literally for me to have created this record. Like I was in a space of like literally me and my dog on the couch, we trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Bruh sent me the beat. Lex Lewis sent the joint over, and I'm like, man. Literally, like, my thought process was like, if I flip the flow on this bitch, this shit going to another level. That's it. Like, I knew that. Yeah. Like, if I flip this in a way, because I knew what everybody else was doing. I'm always, anytime I approach a record, trying to be more innovative than anything. You see what I'm saying? Trying to create something new for people, a different style. Right. Or maybe we saying the same thing, but just in a different way.
Right.
So that's how I approached that record. And man, I put that shit on the mixtape. That shit went crazy. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and I love that. I love forcing the hand, meaning like putting the energy out and then the people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
like, you know, you get them calls. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, but this shit going. Boy, you heard that new hood record? Boy, that shit, da-da-da. And then from there, man, we
just... So you did that shit that quick? Just like you got
did
the
it
beat?
That, yeah. Uh-huh.
It was on.
Yeah, it was literally like, that was my current situation at the time, too. It was like, man, I got to figure this shit out. I got to hustle, you feel me? And, you know, really just...
that bitch did.
Take control,
crazy
bro.
Numbers.
Yeah.
I think it probably still do.
That bitch still doing numbers.
Man, hell yeah.
I got just my old catalog on its own doing numbers. My back catalog. Not even talking about what I do independently, but like, you know. So it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And I love all of the records, man. And from there, you know, we created more shit. Got in the studio with Wayne.
Hell
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? We out shit. We got the Bugatti shit. We got the, you know, all these shit's top
that
five.
That Bugatti
records,
shit,
man.
I feel like it's a lot of motherfuckers that just said that after.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Motherfucker ain't know where the Bugatti was at that time.
Yeah, I was damn sure confused. I know niggas was doing confused. Waking up.
I was traveling overseas, so I already knew what was going on.
Let me see that lighter.
You know what I'm saying?
I woke up in a new Bugatti. That's a hell of a night.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a night.
When you
bro.
Fall asleep and just wake up in a brand new fucking.
That's Bugatti. The black people hangover.
That's the black people. That's what that is.
Woke up in a new Bugatti.
Mm-hmm.
We putting that shit in production right now.
Come on.
We already, you know, we'll take some meetings later. Talk later.
How you liking the independent route?
I like it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, bro, I love it. It has its challenges, but I love it. I love the ownership portion of it. You know what I'm saying? I like putting my hand on it. You know what I'm saying? Like really overlooking the thing. You know, the moment I went independent, though, I went back to school and all.
For real?
I went to Berkeley, nigga, took a music business course.
Berkley?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like a 6-week, you feel me? Course. And, you know, got my degree on that. I just wanted to get the information. Because what I recognized before is I didn't have the information. So a part of me was powerless, for real. You see me?
Yeah.
So I enjoy the independence because it's like it's by your own hand.
Right.
It's how are you going to show up for yourself. And, I love that, through good or bad, I love that showing up and knowing that I got the power to change whatever my circumstance looked like. I love that, you feel me?
Yeah.
I get to learn the information, I could go in, I could spend time with it, and ultimately I can change the thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And make it look however I want to look.
Right.
I can play, I can be vulnerable, I can do whatever. And I like that freedom, bro.
Well, you know most saying? Definitely. I know you
structuring
love
my own
up.
Business, my own contracts and shit, like, you know, like, yeah. So.
Walking to the mailbox with them mysterious checks in there.
Come on now.
Oh, I forgot I've been working hard.
Oh, yeah, they do owe me.
Come on
they
now.
Owe me. Forever.
Oh.
Forever yeah. They owe me.
Did we send the invoice?
Yeah.
Snooki.
Yeah.
Send the invoice.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what's up. So you went the whole business route, music. You said it was music business.
Music business.
School. Got your degree in that shit.
Yeah, I got my degree in that.
Man, that man invested
you
in
make,
himself.
You can make a lot of money. You just gave.
So do you not
teaching
do,
that shit?
You handle everything, or you still got?
Oh no, I got people to delegate. You know what I'm saying?
They no. can't take you for no motherfucking ride.
Nah, they can't play with me.
Yeah.
They can't play with me. They can't play with me. I'm too like you know I'm aware now, dog. As opposed to just. You know, most artists, as we like to do, we like people outside of us to handle our business.
You got to share that, some of the game that you got from taking the music class, bro. What's one of the things that really stuck out to you once you got into it?
Man, he had to pay for school. You had to pay
bro.
For school, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you had a scholarship. You had to pay?
Yeah, I had to pay. Yeah.
Don't
so
tell them shit.
It was a course that I took. Yeah.
Don't tell them like nothing.
That's why motherfuckers
you
don't.
You take your ass to school. You might not be able to go where he went, but you could go somewhere.
Right.
Don't give
nah,
me free.
I mean,
no,
you could learn, like, you can learn all type of things, man. Like, you know, learning about the different type of, like, licensing and sync and the difference between, like, royalties and publishing and stuff like that and what you actually get paid from that. If your music is playing in the background somewhere, what that royalty looks like, too. You know what I'm saying? So understanding different language and contracts in perpetuity, learning what that means, you know what I'm saying? It means like for the lifespan of, so it's like you don't want deals like that's in perpetuity. And for most of the people who, of artists who, you know, who are young and they get them contracts to say that because they wanna, you know, hold you to that lens so they can kind of keep recycling. So, you know, those are like the key things for me that I learned through it, just about the royalties and shit. And then not, like now I got into like neighboring rights. So the neighboring rights is like being able to collect money overseas. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists don't know that. You can collect BMI and your Sound Exchange and all of that in the States, but overseas, there's a whole pot of gold that many artists maybe don't know about. That's neighboring rights.
Playing that shit. If they playing here, they playing it there.
So like it's a whole another situation over there that we can go take advantage of. But so for artists, man, looking to neighboring rights and shit like that. So if your music has ever been playing like 40 different countries across the water, we get paid for that too. So just little things like this is what I've been focused on. And I think that's sometimes where maybe the unfun part come in, because I got to be so focused on the business and the logistical parts of things.
Right.
So, you know, it ultimately it's finding like the right pieces that can get the thing to where we needed to go. But I'm being patient and I know what I want. So, you know.
That's hard.
Man. Yeah, bro.
It's good to hear, though.
Yeah, bro.
Good to hear.
Really?
Like that motherfucker, like you taking it serious to the point where you go back to school. That ain't no easy task.
Yeah, music, but
ain't just go to school to fuck around. You went to school, you like, I'm going with this right here. This thing that y'all got it? Y'all, okay.
Yeah, because it felt, bro, it felt terrible, dog. I feel like getting out of my situation and not having ownership of my Spotify, not having ownership of my YouTube, not having ownership of knowing what my BMI and all of that other stuff looking like, not knowing, like, you know, not really having connections to those labels and shit like that. Like, you don't really know. So it's a time to just gain these, you know, gather these systems back, you know, because labels had them and certain people got control. You got to relinquish that control. So it's like, it's that type of thing. So, yeah, it was hell going through it, because you got to kind of, but you know, once I went through my situation, I just recognized how much I didn't know, and that shit just made me uncomfortable. I was like, ain't no way I can be successful, because, and you know, coming from a space where like nobody knows where I'm from. Nobody know this.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So
now you see there's a reason why.
Now you see there's a reason why I went. So I'm like, I understand why God took me on the journey, like, you know what I'm saying? So I get it, man. And for me, like, it's like being of service too, so the youth know like what to look out for, you know what I'm saying, how to represent themselves and stand in their power, regardless of being on a major situation or not. No matter where I go, I stand in my power, and I'm very proud of that. It's based on me being intentional and like the decisions I made type shit. So
now that you know that part of it, is there any way, or what's your plan to get some of that shit back to you?
Yeah. Fully stand in my power, I think it's gonna look a little different. I think now, you know, my voice is the key. So whether that's through music or whether that's through speaking or whatever that might look like, I think that's my, you know what I'm saying, that's my next space. And not only that, I think really for me is to do it at, give it 1,000%, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know that I can do more. I know there's areas where I can show up and be better, you know what I'm saying? Being out there a little bit more, just doing certain things, speaking, what's on my mind, talking about certain things. That's how I tend to bring it back to me, because I am I'm already the thing. I think it's just highlighting that, you know, this is what I do. This is how I live. These are my thoughts. These are my ideas. Because before, I never shared them.
Right.
So I think this is why, you know, coming out and speaking and like people hearing me, getting a perspective, helping to understand my journey, what I've been through and what I have to offer. So that's where I am now. It's like, that's how I'm going to get it back in blood. It's really just, I'm going to do the work. I'm going to put out great music. I'm going to put out great videos. Every time we show up, we're going to be 100. We're going to connect with people. We're going to build the relationships. You know what I'm saying? We're going to serve people in the way that we need to, build others up along our journey. And I think that's what I'm doing now. That looks different for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's real, bro. That's like a lot of it.
That's all I do. Talking that shit, man. That's what the people want to hear.
Yeah.
Standing and doing, too, man.
That's the fact. Standing and doing. Not just talking about it.
Yeah,
I would never preach anything or say anything that I haven't done or been through. Never.
So who are some of the young dudes that you're in tune with right now? Next generation, pretty much.
Generation, man. I like a lot of the young niggas, bro, who doing their thing. I like what Baby doing. I like what Dirk doing. I a young boy. I like what he doing too on the music side. I like that new Boss Man, D-Lo Joint, you know what I'm saying? I like what...
He got a few of them, bitch.
I like what he's doing. Yeah, that's probably my playlist, what I'm riding to right now.
Yeah.
That type of shit.
Yeah.
That high energy shit.
Yeah, that high energy shit.
Yeah,
nigga,
man.
So I fuck with it all, bro. That shit, you know, to watch them do themselves and express themselves at the highest level, that shit. Yeah, I love that shit, bro.
Need them outlets, man.
Yeah.
Like, you, I tune in to the young nigga shit as an old nigga and be like, I see your nephew. It's right. Just that spirit, that energy, man.
Yeah.
It hit different.
Just hope it don't go too far.
Yeah, you gotta, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep it on the record. That's all I look at.
Real shit, bro.
Oh, man.
Real shit. It ain't worth it, because it's so crazy. It's like if one of them cats make it to C, or even to C 30, and you start processing this shit in your mind of like, damn, it wasn't even that worth. It wasn't even worth. You know what I'm saying? Even if a nigga lived 2-3 years longer, you feel like
right.
You get to the point where like nigga ain't even.
And when you look up and then you see everybody else didn't make it, and you like, man, that shit. And you was right there.
Yeah.
And give a nigga a whole new outlook. But I hate that it, like you said, they gotta go to that extreme for a motherfucker to realize how valuable life really is.
Right, bro.
You only get one.
Yeah, bro. That bitch to the fullest, man.
What's the name of your independent joint, your independent label?
So Hood Nation is my brand.
Right.
Hood Nation. So I didn't start the label yet, but it'll be under the Hood Nation Entertainment type shit. You know what I'm saying? That's my brand, my label. I also got my touring company too. But Hood Nation will be the stable point. So I'm just treading lightly with that space. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of OGs. You know, go through things, you know what I'm saying, in that space, I think, with managing artists and doing all of that extra shit. So I just want to be smart about it. I want to make sure that I have the proper amount of value and, you know, leadership to be able to guide, you know, them the proper way. So
yeah,
that's really my thing.
Man, you know what's crazy? I feel like you can drop one of these anthems whenever you get ready, though.
Any good time.
Summer coming up?
Yeah, I'm already on the head. Summertime. Yeah. Even before then. I got some Afrobeat, I'm a piano style music dropping too with one of the guys out there. Then I got like I was telling Brown, I'm gonna finish the body, the soul portion, which is just gonna be like a testament of my heart, my spirit, that hard shit of like really when I'm on type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm excited about it, dog, because I love the opportunity to show niggas like, I'm really the best doing this, and anytime y'all
want to. That's what I was just getting ready to ask you. Like, a lot of your fan base is in the street, like, real street niggas, and like you know, hustle hard ass niggas. What you gonna have for them?
Yeah, I mean, life shit. You know what I'm saying? How I navigated my path. You know, as a black man growing up in the hood, bro. Like, there's a lot that I learned and I had to develop about my person and my being that I think any street nigga, any hood nigga can benefit from, on how to live a more loving life, how to really be confident with yourself, how to really just learn how to be as a black man. I think that's important because everything is based upon us doing shit. We got to create this thing, do this thing. When in reality, a lot of us can't just be with ourselves. So I think, you know, those type of things, but in the ways in which black men can receive it, though, still in that way where it's like, I'm delivering this shit to where you can still feel it, where you be like, man, that's some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time for me to give you the stories. You feel me? Of like what that frustration felt like. Man, what that fear really felt like, bro. This really what it felt like.
Right.
This really what that independent shit felt like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This really what that. So to me, when you share real stories like that, that's a human experience ultimately. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's what I plan on giving the real niggas, bro, is life in a song.
Bro, how did you find your peace?
I went and healed, bro, honestly. Real shit. I think like I took 3-4 years after the moment that I went independent and I left the Cali situation. That was the moment where I just decided, dog, I was like, man, I really gotta take my power back. I gotta get some type of power. Like I ain't had no control of my contract. I ain't had no control of my systems. Ultimately, other people own my shit. They tell me when to move, what to say, how to say it. It was time, you know, getting down to that. So for me, I was like, man, this ain't me. I can't operate in my fullest truth because this is what they would rather me put out commercially. And I'm like, man, this shit just ain't authentic to me, dog. You know what I'm saying? And business is getting handled without, you know, me being able to have a say-so in that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm involved in the business, you know what I'm saying? I know it's not my thing or my label, but if we homies and we handling business, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to be upfront about just the move I made, the homie. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you know what's going on. So it was just little things like that, man, I think. For me, that just led me to just be like, man, you know what? Now that I'm independent, dog, I gotta just go on a journey of just finding out who I am. Because when I was 18, bro, I knew who Ace Hood was for years. But I forgot who Lil Twan was. I forgot that shit. I forgot how he rock and how he do shit. What his heart really want. Like, what his mind thinking and shit. I totally adopted this Ace Hood and the lifestyle. Now, I'm addicted to the lifestyle of people telling me I'm great. I need the performances. I need this. I need the, like, it's all fueling. It's fueling that being and that thing. Until, like, you know, God put me in a situation of insulation and isolation. You know what I'm saying? To really, like, be broken apart, really. To be kind of stripped away from those things that I love the most, or at least thought I love the most, or at least these are the things that bring me value as a man. So without these traveling or doing the things in the way that I do it and the big label, like, who am I now? Am I worthy for real? You see what I'm saying? Like, should I still be doing this shit? So I had to go through that, the ego death of just really killing, like not killing off, but just healing that youthful part of me that led me to the industry. You know what I'm saying? Healing that part of being abandoned, didn't have my pops, feeling like, man, I'm gonna pull up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and now the industry has become like my sole proprietor, my solely everything. And then I Cali come in and he plays somewhat of a figure, you know, which was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But I just recognize all of where I lack, because as artists, sometimes we look into the world like, man, we got this thing all figured out, when in reality, like, your person and your building, you know, your being is insufficient. You know what I'm saying? When you go home, you feel sad. But you got all the money.
Yeah, you got
everything. We got the whips outside. We got it all. I got the crib. We got everything. I've always had it. But it's like, you know, recognizing, damn, I ain't got nobody to share this with. So my wife can come in later. Mm-hmm. Damn, I'm like, man, this shit feeling crazy. I really feel alone. And about 40 niggas with me. 40 niggas. I'm like, I still feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I feel like if I make a left or just go, like, a nigga gonna knock my head, like, it's to the point where, like, nigga, we doing this. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing none of that other shit you wanna explore with.
Right.
And that's my being. You know what I'm saying? That was my journey. So, you know, I had to go through, you know, cutting off and all that other shit, man. But I just went on the space of just separating myself from the industry, because I had to decide, like, I knew how the old Ace Hood rock, but I gotta figure moving forward, who am I now? What am I gonna say now moving forward? I gave y'all this. The Bugattis, the hustle hard, but what am I gonna say to you now moving forward as an independent artist?
Exactly.
And then we trusted the process.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a spill.
Yeah.
Real. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I hope you listen, J-O-N.
I was the one. Yeah.
Because every time I look up, this nigga trying to go solo. I told him we're a group. See how hard this is to do this shit by yourself?
Nah, for sure. Yeah.
You ain't been to nobody's school, just a bunch of sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Don't know shit about this business.
Specs hard too, fool.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm just going crazy.
Yeah. Hood Nation.
Hood Nation, man.
You have any artists, or you focusing on the solo right now? You know you gotta go get one of them little niggas.
I'ma grab somebody.
You got to.
Yeah, I'ma grab one of the youngins. You know.
And show them.
You know,
the business
I wanna be real though about it, cause you know I don't wanna just do it cause I feel like it feel like the thing to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit, dog.
I'm gonna find one you believe in, real shit.
To me, when I get that spark of like, all right, this little nigga or whoever, or female, whatever it might look like, then I can invest my time and energy. Oh yeah, 1,000%. But it's gonna happen.
You been the young nigga before.
I've been the young nigga.
You know the business, so you can do the shit right. You can show up, and it ain't even got to be about no nigga, no money, and no shit like that. Like, bro, I just want to make sure you straight.
Yeah.
This what you looking for. This what you avoid. Like you said, that testimony, tell your story, man. Make sure that's the way you get them back.
Yeah. Real talk.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I fuck with that. I think that's actually the way I would approach the two.
Yeah.
It's like softly just involve myself, you know what I'm saying? Being around, offering information where I can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then eventually that'll make sense, you know? You see a nigga long enough, you know I want the best for you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you see the game at right now? From your vantage point, what is it looking like?
Free fall, man. It's a free for all. I see opportunity though, you know what I'm saying? I actually see evolution too, man. Rather than I agree with it or not, I think, I do think it's in an interesting space in terms of like, but I think there's versions of it, you know? I think, we got the drill and all that extra shit, and we got, you know, but I think that's just what it looks like when it's evolving.
Mm.
It's been in the culture. I think this has been our culture forever, man. So I think, I take it as it comes, you know. I think mainly I look at it as like, how can I move with the times, right? Like almost be like with the waves and shit. Like how can I, you know, fall in with the times and shit, or elevate and grow with the times. But even if I don't like it and or don't love what's happening, I don't shun it though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even if I don't understand it, I'm just like,
somebody like it.
Somebody like that shit.
Right.
Somebody like
it. And you can see where it came from, because that's what, whenever anybody get older, they gonna look at the youth like, oh, they crazy. They was looking at us like we was crazy. They were looking at them like they was crazy. Their parents was looking at them like, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never gonna, like, as long as we keep pushing the shit, where else is gonna push? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers gonna try to get more shocking than they can be than a motherfucker until, you know, bitches so naked they put clothes on. I don't know.
Right.
But then you gotta keep in mind, these young
shit
niggas
go reverse and they put on.
These young niggas don't want to make no music for a nigga that's 35. They don't give a fuck if you like it or not. Like, that's the gauge that they using. Like, old niggas like it, we ain't fucking with it.
Right.
Move on to something else. It's time to switch this shit up, man. I don't want Unk Nim jamming my shit.
So they got one old nigga in the studio, whatever, he nod his head. Cut that beat off.
Cut that beat off.
Turn that monkey shit off.
Man, take them vocals. I'm finna put them on another track, man. I want them old niggas bumping my
shit. Soon as the old nigga be like, this sound like a bunch of noise. Yeah, that's what we're running with.
We got a one night.
This sound like a bunch of noise. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's funny, dog. They got
what the shit. If a nigga know better, man. Taste you know shit.
Taste testing.
There's beauty in getting older, man.
Hell yeah, man. It's the goal.
Getting wiser and shit, you know?
It's the goal.
I hope you want to make some better decisions at some point in your life. I would hope so.
Absolutely.
Enjoy yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Every day I'm trying to make it better than the last one.
Real shit, man.
I wake up like the dad on American Dad. I jump up, good morning, USA. One nut hanging out of my drawers. That's one long ass granddaddy nut.
It'd be crazy, cuz.
Like a cue ball in a skin sack.
That boy crazy.
One grapefruit sized nut.
That's funny.
Hey man, I know you fuck with them verts.
Yeah, I fuck with the verts.
I
got some people out there that's way crazier than me, but for sure I fuck with the verts. For sure.
Hey man, I got a few verts you might want to see.
Let me see what you rocking with. I know what's going on.
Some real good
I
shit.
Vividly, nigga, as a shorty seeing them don'ts, nigga. All, like, yeah.
Who had the cleanest vert in your hood? The car community gonna love this shit. Give me some local legends. You know how when a nigga got a clean air car in the hood, everybody know this nigga for about 22 blocks.
This nigga Nava got a hard don't.
Oh, he got one. He got another one that he working on right now that's gonna
Nava
be cold.
Nava hard. Nava from the crib.
Yeah.
Nava shit.
Motherfucking legend when it comes to them dog. Hey, shout out to Nava. He a fool with it.
Yeah, that motherfucking blue he did with the gold.
Rod Wave got a cold one, too.
I seen Rod Wave shit.
Yeah.
And what them boy did to that motherfucker.
Kenny down there.
Where they at? Where he at? The guy?
Kenny.
That's the guy who do the work.
I-95 Motorsports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he do some shit, boy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He go all underneath there. He rebrand, retouch everything.
Frame off everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. It's a few legends down that way, shit. Well, y'all suited.
I'm gonna get me one while I'm out here, though. I got one
for you.
I recognize, Oh, you got one for me?
Rich? I got you one for you.
Man, yes, sir.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Yeah, I gotta go crazy on mine, too, though. It's on, you know, I gotta go crazy.
I'm telling you, man, I'm gonna have you a nice project. You can go wherever you wanna go with it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to worry about on that, man. Let them know where they can keep up with the new shit and all that.
Man,
where they can catch up with you at.
Catch up with me, man, at anything Ace Hood. You know what I'm saying? Shit, TikTok Ace Hood, Instagram Ace Hood.
I gotta ask you
also
this.
Also, my fitness too, #shredded.com. Make sure y'all go check that out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we building that community out too. So, you know, we give y'all the music shit, you know what I'm saying? And I give y'all to focus on your mind, and then I give you the health and wellness shit to focus on the body and the spirit, you know what I'm saying? Mind for gyms and shit like that. So, you know, shit like that, that's going to be coming soon that I'm working on.
Bro, have you got to catch any of these new female rappers, what they got? They got a hell of a movement going on with the ladies right now.
Yeah, they do, bro.
So for you to be, you know what I'm saying, in the game as a, like I said, your vantage point, man, what you think of that movement?
I think they're killing.
That's going on right in the middle of
movement,
the whole
bro.
Shit.
I think they're killing it, bro.
Yeah.
They killing it, dog. The Lottos. You know, it's another song that I heard.
Bro, Memphis got about 9 of them that can rap their ass off.
Oh, man, the Glorilla, that new joint. Yeah, Glow. That shit go off. Yeah, Glow. That motherfucking, like Sunday service. That shit go hard.
Man, every time I see where that goddamn microphone just hanging out in the street, I'd
be
like,
yeah, it's always annoying.
All them women who done did one of them, all they shit hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
LeBron ass was singing the Yeah Glow shit.
Yeah, that shit go hard,
man. That shit hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Stomp a little pussy, bitch. That's a chill, dog.
Curbing, no curbing. My shit is lit.
Man, curbing on curbing.
Yeah.
If she don't come out with her own chain.
She got to, bro. Curbing on curbing.
Even the Cubans fuck with that one.
Cubing on curbing. My shit is lit.
That need to be the next. That's the follow-up. Curbing on curbing.
Mm-hmm.
That music, that shit different. Yeah. But there's a lot of new motherfuckers popping up, man. Every time I look up, I'm having to look up some nigga whose name I don't understand.
Yeah.
Any nigga that got initials in front of their name, I don't know what that shit stand for.
Shout out to Trapland Pat, though, too, the little homies in the city.
Oh, that nigga go hard.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to boys at the crib doing their thing. See them boys turning up and shit, so.
Bro, you heard it, Tight out of Florida.
Tight?
Yeah. Major.
Spell it, Tight.
T-Y-T-E.
I
that nigga fool with it. Shout out to my nigga.
Oh,
nigga
go crazy.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. We could do this all day. You here now. So this going to be, we'll just say this part one.
Yeah. I'm going to pull it back up.
You got to pull it back up when Chico and DC here.
For sure.
That's you got to do that. And I got to show you these verses before you get the fuck out of here.
Real shit.
Well, look, man, this your first time stopping through the trap, but don't let it be the last, man. Ace Hood, 85 South, we out of here.
Love.
Hey, hold up. Can't let you go nowhere unless we give you some of this 85 South merch.
My brother, I appreciate
you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Make sure you big stepping out here on these streets.
Oh, yeah. I got the grip on point now.
At least something to wear back from the gym.
Yeah.
Hey, good. We out of here.
I appreciate you.
Let's get a photo, man.
Thanks, dude.
Ying. My boy J.O.N. got that music, too, man.
Hold on, my bad. I'm just chilling around.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox